This coming Saturday, August 23rd, the National Weather Service is going to be having an open house from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Rain or shine, we can't guarantee a completely dry forecast, but even if it's raining a little bit, we'll be having our open house on Saturday. And it's really an opportunity for people in the general public to come out to their National Weather Service office and see kind of a little bit behind the scenes on how we try to predict the very unpredictable weather up here in Upper Michigan.
Well, that's actually kind of the key. We were sort of joking about it off microphone a little bit, but you know, you guys are doing your best, really educated guesses, but this is where you've got the research materials and tools all there for you and you want to show it off.
Absolutely. And so folks will get a tour of our office where they'll be able to see some of the technology that we're using on a daily basis. They'll have see some of the research side of things going on, our collaborative efforts between the Weather Service office and some folks from the University of Wisconsin, where we're working on trying to better predict our lake effect snows in the wintertime. And hopefully we'll be able to launch a couple of weather balloons during the day as part of that project that's going on there, and be kind of a neat thing for a lot of folks to see.
So you do this every couple of years. How's response been? People come out to this and check it out pretty heavily?
We get a really good turnout, and in just our conversations here, we realize that a lot of folks have a lot of weather interest in them. And this is really their opportunity to see how things are done here across Upper Michigan and how we forecast, issue our weather warnings, and how we interact with our primary partners between our office, and then we send that information out, and then other weather entities use that information to let people know what the weather's going to be like.
And that's really kind of the whole thing, is that, you know, it's important to us because we try to make our plans around the weather, you know, and it's been an interesting one this year so far, to say the least. And I'm sure you've heard all kinds of feedback about that because it's all you guys' fault, I'm sure, you know, it's the Weather Service. But all joking aside, it's been an interesting, challenging in some ways season. But, you know, what without getting into specifics, what are we looking like for the fall here?
Well, there's no doubt. You look at how we came through a historically cold winter, one that we probably won't see again for a long time, at least of that magnitude and a persistence of the cold. That cold's carry on into the summer. So we look so far for our year to date, and we still have our record coldest year from January through the current point. So it's obviously it has been cold this year. Now, looking kind of in our crystal ball into the future, which everybody always wants to know, all winter, instead of not worrying about what tomorrow is going to be like, it is really tough to say. And I'm not just here to say wishy-washy, I don't know what's going to happen. But we don't really have clear signals. We thought an El Nino was going to form in the Pacific Ocean, which was going to affect our atmospheric currents, possibly give us a warmer than normal late fall into the winter season. But that hasn't really got ramped up like a lot of the climate forecasters were thinking. And so that leaves us in this quandary as to we don't actually know definitively which way the fall and winter are going to go at this point.
Now, if this is interesting to you as a listener, you want to find out how these guys do it. This is the reason why they have the open house, the hours, the time, and your location for folks that maybe aren't sure where you're located and where you're at.
Sure. The open house at the National Weather Service in Negaunee Township. We call it Marquette, but it's actually in Negaunee Township next to the Old County Airport in Marquette County. And that runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. this coming Saturday. Rain or shine, and we'll have some activities there for the kids, even for the adults to see. And the highlight is the folks get the tour of our office and kind of see how we're forecasting the weather up here.
And if you're heading out on the highway, you can look for the large, well, as we call it jokingly, the golf ball, but the radar dome that you have there, that you'll know you're in the right area.
Absolutely, yeah. We're right there next to TV6. We're not part of TV6. We're across the street from there, across from the state police post in Negaunee Township, and right next to the Old County Airport underneath the big golf ball.